After crime spiked the last two summers in Albany, city officials are brainstorming to avoid a repeat this year. Summer shooting incidents and gun confiscations have been the norm in recent times, and details and witnesses have sometimes been few and far between. An annual parade of citizen activists tried to halt the violence. The Capital Region Crime Stoppers program ramped up, offering tipsters incentives and anonymous means to report crime. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and the Common Council addressed the issue during a Public Safety Committee meeting Monday evening. 11th Ward Councilor Alfredo Bellarin.
And it was a good meeting because it brought everyone in the room to have some good and difficult conversations. I think that's the first step in trying to get everyone engaged and look at a comprehensive approach at it, at the problem, because the problem starts way before people decide to pick up a gun. It starts, with the environment that is created. It starts with the education system and the opportunities that they have. It starts with the safety that they feel in their neighborhood.
Hawkins says 12 of last year's 14 homicides involved a domestic dispute or drugs.
And we had one that was a random shooting at a nightclub and another that was at a corner store. It was a shooting at near a corner store. And out of the 14 homicides we had last year, we've had 12 arrests and prosecutions. And so we made some progress because, there's a lot of research out there that shows that solving and prosecuting murders is a primary way of deterring future murders in communities. And so so that was a very positive thing for us and from an investigation standpoint.
A lot of discussion was about trying to create youth summer engagement programs, try to find ways to get to kids early in the stage before, to try to change the mindset of how to approach conflict, as well as to try to address issues with our older community.
Bellarin says the council got a head start on offsetting the likelihood people will be tempted to participate in acts of violence.
There is no one answer for this, but there could be several initiatives. One initiative that was brought up was trying to create safe zones for young people to know that they can go and participate in productive activities that were fun and that were engaging, but there were also places they can go and unwind. There was discussion of having job centers for people who are coming back out of our prison systems to try to link them with employers that will hire them and try to get people jobs so that they don't feel lost or fall back into a bad environment.
Hawkins says overall crime is down. He believes what the community experienced last summer was an anomaly.
We see this in communities across the country where, things are, you have solid strategies in place. You have engaged members of the community. You have conscientious elected officials. And everybody's working together. And you can do everything right, and you can still have a spike in certain crime categories in communities across the country. And maybe homicides one year, another year maybe in burglaries, and maybe in aggravated assaults in another year. So it's not unusual to see these types of spikes.
Bellarin says the council's Public Safety Committee will compile a list of background initiatives and identify which can be implemented immediately and which are long-term strategies. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.